Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, November the 15th. I'm Louise.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Margaret.
Coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you are all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:35 a.m. and sunset will be at 4:12 p.m. We are certainly feeling the chill here at the Mary Stevens Centre, with winter making itself known to us all. Temperatures across the region are looking to be warmer than previous weeks, with highs of 10 degrees Celsius, that's 50 degrees Fahrenheit. There is a possibility of rain over the coming days, with rain to be expected on Sunday from around midday. Nights are looking to be quite cool, with temperatures reaching as low as 3 degrees Celsius, that's 37.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help you when you're living with sight loss. Are you struggling to see the clocks on the wall or shelf? If so, try repositioning them to reduce light shining off the face to make it easier to see. By changing the angle or height, you can sometimes make it more visible. If it is still difficult to see using an audio watch or clock, which will tell you the time at the press of a button. This week's tip is provided by Beacon low vision expert John Walters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889882 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we are going to take a look at what's happening in the area. The Charles Dickens classic has been given the full Broadway treatment by the acclaimed Alan Menken. Ebenezer Scrooge is a prosperous curmudgeon who believes that personal wealth is far more valuable than the happiness and comfort of others. With an infuriated Bar Humbug, Scrooge submits his feelings of Christmas tidings and charitable giving, but he's forced to face his selfish ways when three ghosts on Christmas Eve lead him through his past, present and future. Thanks to their guidance, Scrooge recognises his faults and greets Christmas morning with a cheerful Happy Christmas before spending the day reconnecting and sharing love with those that mean the most to him. This, A Christmas Carol, retains its emotional power and pure joy thanks to the marvellously told story by Ockrent and Ahrens and the Menken Ahrens score, filled with beautiful melodies and emotional lyrics. This is an amateur production. Tickets cost between £12 and £22 plus a £3 booking fee and is being shown from Tuesday the 21st of November until Saturday the 25th of November. Shows start at 7:30 p.m. on all days with additional showings at 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 22nd of November and Saturday the 25th of November. To book tickets, please call the Wolverhampton Grand Box Office on 01902 429 212.
Traditional Christmas at the Rockhouses. Soak up the festive atmosphere in candlelit Rockhouses as we celebrate Christmas with traditional decorations and mulled wine on the range. For little ones, there's a free winter woodland trail and Father Christmas in a cave grotto adding sparkle to your visit. This event is taking place at Kimber Edge Rockhouses. Admission fees apply. There is an additional price for a gift from Father Christmas at £3. This event is taking place on Saturday the 2nd of December, Sunday the 3rd, Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, between the times of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and no booking is needed. For more information, call the Kimber Edge team on 01384 872 553.
Thank you, Louise, and thank you, Phil. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. Up-and-coming activities at the Beacon Centre. We have some exciting events taking place at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley in November. And the phone number is Beacon on 01902 880 111. We have a diverse and very successful programme of recreational and physical activities. On Thursday, the 23rd of November, we are holding the annual Christmas Fair at the Beacon Centre from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. There'll be a wonderful variety of Christmas stalls selling a fantastic selection of Christmas gifts, as well as fun activities for all the family, including raffles, tombola, and the opportunity for Santa selfies. The Beacon Christmas Fair is a great way to start the festive season, buying some beautiful individual gifts from local craftspeople while supporting a worthwhile local charity. Entry is just £1 per person and under 10s are free. Please come along to the Beacon Centre Christmas Fair in Sedgley on Thursday the 23rd of November between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. The Beacon Centre Tech Event, the 28th, 29th and the 30th of November 2017, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. We'd like to invite you to our 2017 Tech Event at the Beacon Centre, where we'll be showcasing a wide range of equipment and technology, which has the power to transform the lives of those living with sight loss. We will be integrating technology into day-to-day activities, as well as piloting new inventions, products and services. There will be VR headsets, home automation products, 3D printing and design, smart appliances, cooking and fitness programmes. We are delighted to welcome back our friends at Hive, Give Vision and Dudley Telecare, as well as introducing David Daly from Gizpaw and Gizhand, the Carton Network Delegates and ORCAM. For more information and to confirm your attendance, please contact Matt Harrison, Technology Service Manager on 01902 880 111 or mharrison at beaconvision.org. And with that final item, we'll now make way for this week's edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Louise.
And goodbye from Phil.